High Five Casino.
High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at high5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Bread and butter wines pair with the life moments you love, offering a rich and jammy Cabernet Sauvignon, a silky smooth Pinot Noir, and a buttery Chardonnay. Bread and butter wines are delicious. Find bread and butter wines in your favorite store.
Second date update.
We've got a guy named John on the phone for a second date update today. And John's looking for answers.
Uh-oh.
Apparently, he had a big romantic evening planned for his special lady, and something came up.
Uh-oh.
So let's talk to him about it. J-Dog, what's up?
What? J-Dog, that's awesome.
Do
I love
you mind
that.
If I call you J-Dog?
No, that's really cool. I mean, that makes me sound like even cooler than I think I am.
Hey, can I interject and say I mind? Does anybody else?
We can do something. We can do like J-Money.
All right.
J-Bone.
Oh, J-Money is awesome.
What do your friends call you?
My friends? I have one friend. He just calls me John.
Oh.
Hmm.
Yeah,
it's not as exciting.
Yeah, there we go.
Well,
thank you, John.
Okay, John. So, who do you want to call today?
Her name is Lisa. But can I just say something?
Okay.
I'm like nervous. I get a little awkward and pathetic, sort of when I'm nervous. But
don't worry about J-Bone.
Okay, thank you. I just want to say, listen, I love you guys. Thank you so much. When I emailed you, I had no intention that you guys are, or rather, I had no.
All right, calm down, bro.
I got a little stutter. I got a little like.
It's okay, John.
It's okay.
Oh my gosh,
dude.
You're being so cute.
We're here for you, man.
Yeah.
And listen, you thank us now, and just remember that because the end of this could not go the way you want. Okay.
Okay. Well, listen. I still thank you for responding to me. Not many people do. And if I were to say one thing, this is before we get going. This is like the top five highlights of my life. Okay,
whoa.
Guys.
Wow.
It's a pretty sad life you've lived.
Oh my gosh, Jeffrey. You know what, John?
Honor,
I think you're awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you. I love the sarcasm. I what doesn't stick to me bounces off me and hits you.
Yep. Glue, paper, wherever we're at here. Rubber, I don't know how it goes.
So you said her name is, the girl you want to call is Lisa.
Yes. Oh, yes, Lisa.
Well, why don't you tell us about her? How did you meet her?
Well, you know, I wasn't having a lot of success dating. I think I could chalk that up to my friend tells me it's probably because I'm not so good looking.
Oh my God, what kind of friend do you have, John? I bet you're great looking, okay?
Well, I mean, that's nice of you to say, but I mean, I could send you a photo. I mean, I don't look like those stars in Hollywood or like any sort of like athlete or something. I'm sort of pudgy.
You're normal,
and
dude, it's fine.
Yeah, none of us look like that.
Oh, I wish you guys were around in my teen years. I mean, I could have used that.
Aww. John, you are so endearing. I will say that for sure.
Yeah, man.
So,
it's all about personality.
Thank
anyway.
You.
Tell us, how did you meet Lisa again?
Well, I guess I could preface this by saying that I've been using dating apps, but I wasn't getting many success, no responses.
Mm-hmm.
I met her finally on Craigslist.
There it is.
Craigslist.
They don't require photos on Craigslist.
Oh, there's like a dating section in Craigslist. You can post for yourself?
Anything.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So she didn't see what you looked like, so you matched with her.
Exactly. She didn't see what I looked like, so we matched. It's a little bit more accepting.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
That's great, man.
So what did you guys do for your first date?
Well, here's the thing. We messaged back and forth. She was warm and kind, so, and I'm telling you, she's the kind of girl that, like, would donate a kidney if I needed it.
Or maybe since she's on Craigslist, she'd steal your kidney.
Yeah. Woke up
maybe
in a
she
nice
would
mess.
Donate one too. That sounds nice.
You guys are so funny.
Thanks, John.
I can't believe I'm doing this.
John, you're all right. Awesome.
So what did you do with Lisa?
We exchanged numbers, invited her to hang out at my house. I got some hard ciders. We had apps, you know, like a veggie tray.
Yeah.
Some of those little pizzas.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
I set out a candle or two and then a Connect Four, because that's my favorite game.
Oh, God. I'm going to tell you, you guys are laughing, but I think that is a first date done right. Are you kidding me? Pizza rolls, hard cider, and Connect Four?
It does sound fun.
That would win over anyone.
I want to fight it, but I agree.
Wow. Brooke's getting steamy over here thinking about connecting that fourth piece.
I mean, don't bust out the game Risk, though. Yeah. Then we're really getting hot and heavy.
Oh, I love Risk.
Yeah. So did she love it, John? Did she love it as much as I do?
Well, listen, she didn't show up. I texted her. I didn't hear back from her. I started to freak out. And then about an hour later, that's pretty late after, you know, the time set.
Yeah.
She texted me and she said I had a work meeting that was running late and she needs to reschedule. And so I haven't, you know, been able to really connect with her since. And she keeps saying that she's busy and I think she's avoiding me.
Okay.
Yeah. That sucks so bad. Like, I'm kind of mad at her.
Especially when you plan something, like, really big for someone. Even if it's, like, Connect Four. Like, you go through the effort and then they don't show up. That's just rude.
Yeah.
Did you tell her that you had planned these things and then she didn't show up? Or was it all supposed to be a surprise?
It was a surprise. I haven't told her what I planned because if it does happen, I want to do it all again.
Okay.
Yeah, that's smart.
Is it okay if we tell her or no?
If you think that's the best, then I trust you way more than I trust myself in this situation.
Oh, man.
I don't know if that's the right thing to do, but.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. Well, here we go. We're going to play a song. We'll come back, and then we'll call Lisa and try and get you a second date update. All right, J-Dog?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Okay.
All right. Hold on. If you're just tuning in for today's second date update, we're talking to John, or as his friend likes to call him, John.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for that nickname.
That was John's name. That was what he said.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, John's a nice guy, says he hasn't had a lot of success in the dating department, but he finally connected with a woman he met on Craigslist named Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a steamy date night planned for the two of them, filled with hard cider, bagel bites, a little game of Connect Four.
Drove Brooke wild.
Dude, it's awesome. There's a lot of people that agree with me on that one, John. Don't worry.
People are texting
it. And the veggie tray. You forgot the veggie tray.
Ooh. And the veggie tray.
Oh, yeah. With that ranch dip. But she never showed up. And an hour into it, she finally texted him that she got caught up with work. So since then, seems like Lisa's been avoiding him.
Mm-hmm.
And now, John, I just want to be honest with you. I can't promise that we're going to get you a second date out of this.
Jeff, why would you
but
tell him that?
I can promise that if we don't, I'll hook you up with Jose's sister.
My sister is...
She's recently single, I heard.
She is, actually. But she has a kid, and she's mine. Wait.
Okay.
She's my sister. Leave her alone. Sorry. It sounded like I was saying she's mine. She's not mine.
You're going to have to fight Jose over his sister.
Jose, I didn't know you guys were that close.
No, she's mine.
You're making me nervous.
Oh, John, don't be nervous, okay? Take deep breaths and remember that no matter what happens, one person's opinion doesn't matter about who you are, right? You love yourself. You are awesome, okay?
Whatever you say.
Okay.
That's the spirit. All right, we're going to dial the phone number right now and try and get your second date update, okay?
Okay, okay.
Okay, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, can I talk to Lisa, please?
This is she.
Hi, Lisa, how are you? This is young Jeffrey from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm sorry, the radio? What do you mean?
We have a show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you're on it right now.
Why?
Because we do something on this show called a second date update. That's where if you go out with someone and afterwards they're not calling you back, you can email us to get in touch with them and try and figure out the reason why.
She laughs.
What do you want to say? I don't get this.
Well, you don't need to say anything yet. You just need to, like, we're just trying to tell you what's going on.
That's what the segment is. And the person that wanted us to contact you, his name is John.
John.
You actually never went out with him. You were supposed to.
Do you know when this was, supposedly?
Well, in his email, he said this happened about a week ago.
Give me 1 second. I'll look in my my text.
He said he met you on Craigslist.
Okay. Yeah, I have a John here.
What?
And I did reply and say that I had appointments and clients and that we would reschedule.
No, this isn't like a business thing. This is like a date.
Yeah.
Okay. John, about a week ago, mm-hmm. right?
He invited you over to his house to hang out.
And then you were like an hour late. You were supposed to be there and you were late.
Yeah, I said that we were going to reschedule. So I did text him.
But he asked again and you keep saying you're busy, he says.
Because I'm busy. And when I'm not busy, we'll get him scheduled.
Okay.
This sounds so business-like and formal. Yeah, totally. Did you like him at all, Lisa? I mean, he said you guys texted back and forth for a while and maybe had a pretty good rapport.
Well, I mean, I've never really actually met him, so it's kind of hard to say.
Well, that makes sense. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, he's really wanting to get in touch with you, and he doesn't understand why he's not able to get a hold of you.
This is crazy. I don't know what to say, guys. I texted him. I said, you know, I'm busy and I'm booked up and we can.
Well, I think it'd really help if you told him that directly in person, because he's been on the phone listening this whole time and he wants to talk to you.
Okay.
Oh, God.
John, you there?
Yes.
Breathe, John.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi,
John.
Listen, I just want to say that your voice is like everything that I thought it would be, like a little smoky, almost like Audrey Hepburn, and I'm like really sort of panicky right now because it's beautiful.
Aww.
John, that was actually cute in a weird way.
I know you're really busy and everything, and I'm completely, you know, I'm always free because I don't really have much going on, but I think that, like, I'm excited. I have Connect Four and candles and a veggie tray.
No, no.
John, okay, John, relax,
down.
Relax. Let her respond to you.
Yes.
Oh, hey, John, I think I need to clarify something with you. And so here's the thing.
I've got hard ciders, too, if you like hard ciders.
Okay. He has a really cute date night plan for you, Lisa.
Yeah, he's obviously very excited about this.
We
so.
Okay.
And that's really nice, but I do need to talk to John about this. I need to clarify something.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so John, listen. So we met on Craigslist. And this wasn't like a date scenario. You actually clicked on my link. I'm actually an escort. And that was an ad that you clicked on.
What?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
This is not right.
This is so embarrassing.
Dude.
You're a Craigslist escort.
Yes. So this wasn't like seeking love or relationships. I mean, my ad, it was pretty obvious. Like, I'm dressed a certain way on a bed and it was spelled out for you. So so I'm really sorry because that sounds very sweet of you. But
Can I just jump in for a second?
Yeah, okay. Go ahead.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, John, no!
For real?
Okay, so John, here's the thing.
Yeah?
I have a business.
Oh, my God.
Okay? Where instead of...
He's already proud of her.
instead of, you know, I sell my time to entertain men as opposed to... as opposed to seeking a romantic relationship, this is more intimately.
Wow.
Do you get it, John?
Yeah. Wow. Wow. Wow.
Oh, my God. So many things are clicking in his head right now.
Are those good wows or are those bad wows?
Wow.
Don't be embarrassed, John. I'm sure this has happened to other people, right, Lisa?
First time, not going to lie.
John is one of a kind, though, so I can see why that would happen.
Well, I think that you sent mixed messages. I don't want to get combative here, but...
Okay.
you did send me mixed messages putting yourself on the dating section of Craigslist, okay?
What?
So,
okay, John, it is in that section in the dating area, but it is still separate. It's pretty clearly defined as,
yeah.
I mean, it even talks about call for rates. So I don't know.
John, did she ask you for any money or anything when you emailed each other?
There was a dollar sign at the bottom, but I thought that was just a typo.
Okay, John, I don't think this is at all Lisa's fault on this one. We can't put blame on her.
You're
here.
You're just too sweet, John.
I didn't know men like you still existed in the world, and there's some hope, I guess, in that. But
there you go.
I'm just going over it in my head right now, the stuff that's on your Craigslist post, and you said that you love giving men company, and I mean, I love company, so I thought we had a connection.
Okay.
Most men love company, John, but not in the same way.
Well, John, the good news is that you pay for it, and I guess we are offering to pay for you to see each other
that.
One more time.
Illegally.
I mean, I'm not paying for services.
No, but for
but
dinner,
I'm paying
right?
for dinner for you guys to hang out, and that would count as her time spent.
You know what's going to happen, though.
He's going to have to pay a little extra, but, you know, we've got the food covered.
Yeah.
Okay, well, if you're putting money into this and you're paying cash, like if there's cash available, I'm definitely available then.
So I don't know about cash, but we do have gift cards. So do you accept gift cards, Lisa?
For that?
It only gets you so far, the gift cards.
Okay. That's something though, John.
So John, what do you say?
Look, I just love company and I already have the hard cider. I haven't even touched it. And I'd have to get a new veggie tray. Would you be able to reimburse me for that?
Yes. We will cover the veggie tray.
All right.
John, listen, if we do this, this would be hanging out and we can have fun, but there will be a transaction. There will be cash at the end of this experience. So just know that if you want to proceed.
That's great. You hang out with me and play Connect Four and watch Shark.
That's right.
There you go.
Connect Four Bedroom Edition.
Oh my God.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again.
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five.
High Five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at High Five Casino.
.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Since every minute counts when you're a new parent, who wants to waste time washing bottles? Transform this daily chore with the Baby Brezza Bottle Washer Pro, the first machine that automatically washes, sterilizes, and dries bottles, pump parts, and sippy cups at the push of a button. Its 20 spray jets clean everything 100%. Plus, it sterilizes with steam, then dries with germ-free air. Don't waste time on tedious hand washing. Let the Baby Brezza Bottle Washer Pro do it for you. Shop now at babybrezza.com.